Wade Phillips.
My father was a great admirer of Wade Phillips. He thought he was one of the most wonderful philanthropists, in as much as anything he gave, he endowed. And that is gifting. This was just a policy of his. Now, he was a very private person, and I think he was a very sensitive person. I know that the time that their home was being opened for the first time, I mean, I say opened, they were having a private party.
This is Philbrook.
At Philbrook, when it was their home.
Yes.
It had just been completed and was ready, and they were having this dinner party. And my mother and father attended a black tie affair, and Mrs. Phillips came down the staircase, and the guests all applauded. The organ was playing. Then they had additional music. And she was a very shy person, really, a very quiet person. So this was almost embarrassing to her. But it was a lovely evening, and the dance floor had these lights underneath the surface, and the lights would change color as you danced. That was interesting, certainly interesting to me at the age I was then.
And you would have been how old then?
It was built in the late 20s.
So you were
probably
11, 12, 13,
yes.
Beginning your teenage years, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Then you knew Elliot, who was the son of
Wade. And Helen Jane. Who was older. Chope was younger than I. They called him Chope. Elliot was younger, and Helen Jane was older. She was a contemporary of my cousin's, Virginia Mayo.
But they were close to you in age.
Yes.
Did you visit at all with Elliot or Helen at all? Were you friends?
Yes. Well, no, I didn't spend time at the house, no. I went swimming on occasion. I went to a party there. But no, as I said, he was younger, and he was anxious to get to the ranch. He never liked living in Tulsa. He loved the ranch. That's what he did.
I interviewed him what we're doing, and I asked him about living in Philbrook, if there was some special room or anything, and he said, no, he said, as far as I was concerned, I could just have been living in a log cabin. But that was the time when that was out on a farm, and there were actually two farms, I think, that were blended together, and he enjoyed the nature, wildlife of that area, but Philbrook didn't interest him at all.
No.
Audrey, you went to the party there when they gave the house, when it became a museum, because I've seen a
museum
picture of
after
you.
After that. Mm-hmm.
What was that evening like?
Well, that was a very beautiful party and a beautiful evening, and it was emotionally very exciting and touching. And in a way, it was sad. It was bittersweet. It was wonderful that this gifting had been done. Then the other thing about it was to know that it would no longer be the private residence, but maintained as it has been, beautifully, I think.